Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, kicking off the third hour of the show. Coming up, Dave Chappelle stirring up controversy once again. We'll get into what is the latest. In the studio tonight is Ian.
It's funny.
And Arya. I'm going to wrap up this story here from a really detailed piece. Normally I don't go with long stories to talk about, but I thought this was a really crazy one.
It's been compelling.
And we've had a lot to say about it, too, so I think it's worked out. But if you want to weigh in here on the latest story of corruption, this isn't like new corruption. This is just the revealing of what is regularly going on within the DEA, and you can go ahead and extrapolate from this that similar things probably go on in the FBI and with other federal agencies. In fact, in the story, not only are we learning that the DEA agents already know that the drug war is a sham and that it's unwinnable, and that they're just like, you know what? We're just going to party. So they're using agency funds, taxpayer dollars, to throw lavish parties. He's by this guy, Irizarry, the guy that's going to prison in this case, a former agent, is telling all on his way into the prison cell. He had a $700,000+ home in Colombia that he threw lavish parties at, where drugs were apparently used by some of the agents that were partying there. And some of the people that were partying there include federal prosecutors as well. So it wasn't just the DEA agents who were partying on the taxpayer dime and being paid for by drug dealers in some cases. Some informants were paying for these parties as well. But also the federal prosecutors themselves were. In fact, they give another example here. So a federal prosecutor named by Irizarry and questioned by federal agents was Monique Botero, who was recently promoted to head the narcotics division at the U.S. Attorney's Office in Miami. As Irizarry told investigators and the AP, that Botero joined a group of agents, informants, Colombian police, and prostitutes. Gotta have the prostitutes there. Without prostitutes, not a party.
They do seem critical to the entire story here. Like, every time we turn around here, there are prostitutes and strip clubs and I understand why these things are there, but do the people revealing the corruption and the corrupt people themselves and the prosecutors and the Justice Department, all of these other people who are investigating, do they really understand what's going on here? Which is really just a simple story of we offered them power and money and they took it and it corrupted them.
Well, I think it's also
a classic story.
A lot of what you'll learn about police is if they're not addicted to drugs or alcohol, some of them are addicted to sex.
Or violence.
Yeah, well, I'm going to say violence.
Right. And so it's not uncommon for some police to be sex addicts. So it wouldn't surprise me that they're constantly going after prostitutes in these other countries where they're probably more easily accessible, especially through their cartel connections or whatever. For them, it's a perk of the job.
I mean, wouldn't it be great if you could just sell drugs and hire prostitutes for a living? Like, let's get rid of the drug war. Let's legalize drugs. And if this guy wants to sell drugs and hang out with prostitutes, let's let him do that. It sounds like that's what he wants to do with his life. I support him in that endeavor. I don't think he's hurting anyone as long as you remove that power apparatus that allows him to throw innocent people in jail or people who are just like him in prison for doing the very same things. As long as we remove that, I don't see any problem here.
Well, that's like the one thing they haven't accused him of. They actually have not accused him of selling drugs. He's just benefiting from the cartel connections by, like, telling them, like you were saying.
He's laundering them.
Well, he's helping them in various different ways, like, oh, well, you know, we won't notice when you're doing these drug deals over at the port, or if there's going to be a raid, I'll tip you off, that kind of thing, and getting paid, you know, for that, and then partying with them, etc. Botero's lawyers, this again, the federal prosecutor, she said she was on the yacht in September 2015 for what she thought was a cruise organized by local police.
How did I get here?
Oh, my God.
Who brought these prostitutes? I wasn't told there was going to be alcohol on this cruise.
Why would they be so stupid to trick someone into going into one of their parties? Like, obviously she was invited. Obviously she knew it was going on.
She was told, you get to come down here to Columbia and be on this boat. And this boat is awesome, right? Like, it's 5 stories and it's got, you know, parties and whatever. Like, that is why she went on this cruise.
This wasn't
a tour of the islands to see where drug activity is happening.
What other possibility could there have been for the police department of Columbia to work with the DEA to go on a magic boat ride or whatever? What other possibility could there have been other than we're going out there to party?
And why would she, even if there was, like, an ostensible reason, like some sort of policing reason for this, why would she, a federal prosecutor, need to be in on that at all? Why would she need to know, like, oh, we're going to go out and cruise around the bay here, and we're going to see where the normal drug activity is. We're going to point out what, you know, you need to look for as far as the smuggling. You know, what's the tip? What are you looking for to detect smuggling, right? Like, if this was some sort of an actual, like,
I mean, you make a really good point. On March the 16th of last year, the one group of people who were not there were the prosecutors.
You mean when our studio in your home was raided? Yeah, exactly. So it's ridiculous, the idea that this woman would be there, right? Except for to party. So, but here's what the rest of her lawyers say.
I love that line. How did I get here? Who are the prostitutes?
Quote, categorically and unequivocally, Monique never saw or participated in anything illegal or unethical. And if she didn't see anything illegal, she can't talk about it, right?
My eyes were shut the whole time.
I think it should be illegal to start your sentences with categorically.
Unequivocally.
Just to assert something.
Benjamin Greenberg is her attorney. He said further, quote, Irizarry has admitted that he lied to everyone around him for various nefarious reasons. These lies about Monique are part of a similar pattern, he said. It is appalling that Monique is being maligned and defamed by someone as disgraced as Irizarry. Oh, so the fact that this guy is now convicted, they're trying to use against him and say, oh, he's going to prison, so therefore you can't trust a word this guy says.
Yes. He's already admitted to having been a liar and a crook and a criminal. Why would you trust anything he says about all of these other law enforcement agents being corrupt criminals as well?
Well, why did you go hang out on a boat with a lying, corrupt crook? Criminal
who had a house with a pool in the roof in Columbia.
She was going to be there. Irizarry's downfall was as sudden as it was inevitable, the outgrowth of a lavish lifestyle that raised too many eyebrows, even among colleagues willing to bend the rules themselves. Eventually, he was betrayed by one of his closest confidants, a Venezuelan-American informant who confessed to diverting funds from the undercover stings. Quote, Jose's problem is he took things to the point of stupidity and trashed the party for everyone else, said one defense attorney who traveled with Irizarry and his other agents, but there's no doubt he didn't act alone, unquote. Since his arrest, he's written a self-published book titled Getting Back on Track, part of his attempt to own up to his mistakes and pursue a simpler path after bringing so much shame upon himself and his family.
Getting back on track after, you know, all the prostitutes I had sex with while married and...
Recently, his Colombian-born wife, who was spared jail time on a money laundering charge in exchange for his confession, told him she was seeking a divorce. So he went to prison after saving her, and she still divorced.
Or it could have just been like a deal, like, hey, if you marry me, I'll get you off on these charges. Maybe she never actually loved him, and then, you know,
well, no,
kind
it's
of
saying that she was going to be charged, but in exchange for him confessing and taking the plea deal, they didn't charge her.
No.
So this isn't the first time they've done this. The U.S. government did this recently to a guy in Texas.
Yep.
They screwed him over. Oh, right, the Bitcoin selling guy.
They said if he didn't take a plea deal, they'd charge his wife, too.
But we don't know if she's divorcing him at this point. So presumably she'll wait for him. They've got kids together. But anyway, according to Irizarry's despair, or adding to his despair, he's still the only one to pay such a heavy price for the misconduct that he says the DEA allowed to fester. To date, prosecutors have yet to charge any other agents, and several former colleagues have quietly retired rather than endure the disgrace of possibly being fired. He says, I've told them everything I know. All they have to do is dig. But why would they dig when it's only going to indict their buddies,
yeah.
right? There's prosecutors going out and partying on these yachts. That means they're close. Whoever these people are that have this information within the Department of Justice, they're 1 degree separated at most from every other one of these people that were down there partying. And the more they dig, the closer they're going to get to people that they even like and know. So they're not going to do this digging. I suspect this is going to end here, or maybe at his partner, and not go any further. More coming up here. Chappelle.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Ian, Bonnie, and Aria in the studio here tonight. We've been talking extensively about some of the revealed corruption. This sort of stuff has been going on for a long time. It's just you don't ever get to hear about it because most people keep their mouths shut within these federal agencies. But one guy went a little too far. He went a little too crazy, a little too wild.
He certainly did.
With the houses and the partying and the prostitutes and the yachts and the Colombian cartels. And if you want to hear the whole story, if you're just tuning in, you can grab the archives later on over at freetalklive.com. And it's a fascinating story. I will also post the full AP piece over on our social media, which you can access at social.freetalklive.com. That is our Mastodon site. Mastodon's getting a lot of publicity recently because people in the left-wing media have been publicizing it in the Elon Musk takeover of Twitter. They've been publicizing Mastodon as an alternative. And it is an alternative, and it's an open source one, and we've had our own Mastodon server for years before it was cool, for at least the last couple of years.
It's sad how few people understand it, though. They seem to think that if they join a Matrix server, then they're stuck interacting just with the people on that server. And it's not that. You can interact with people on the other surfers as long as you're not disfederated from them.
And we are, by the way, disfederated from some of them. I was searching for our server just to see. I forget what the reason was I was looking for it for, but I found our server listed on lists of other servers where they show which servers they're specifically broken up with. And so we're on some of those lists. I found at least, I don't know, half a dozen of them. So it wasn't a ton, but you could tell some of them were like copying lists from other servers. And then they would put notes next to the servers and why they were disfederating.
Did we have any notes?
Yeah, there were some of them with notes like calling us Nazis or right wingers or something like that. Things that, of course, are completely not applicable.
Yes, look at us. We're clearly right wingers here.
Like, one of them was a furry server, another one was some sort of LGBTQ thing or something like that.
Yes, we clearly go ahead.
No hate to furries, but I was just going to say it's pretty bad when you're hated by furries.
Yeah, I don't get the furry thing. But we're clearly hostile to LGBTQ people here at Free Talk Live. I mean, clearly.
And we're also feds because Aria is trans.
Yes, there's also that.
So anyway, check out our social media server. And again, like I said, I'll post this story over there at social.freetalklive.com. I just haven't done it yet. I'll do it probably by the end of the show. So in other related news, before we get into what's happening with the comedian that is upsetting everyone these days, or not everyone, but at least the snowflake types on the left, because there are snowflakes on the right as well. But Dave Chappelle, we'll get into the latest on that. But also, just on the topic of corruption, Glenn Greenwald posted this a few days ago on social media, and I thought it was pretty interesting.
Now, Glenn Greenwald was the guy who broke Edward Snowden's
Correct. Glenn Greenwald, who was with The Guardian, then he helped co-found The Intercept, which is an in-depth news reporting organization online that he ended up leaving, I think it was last year, in frustration because, well, they turned it over to a board of directors, and anytime you want to ruin a good thing, just put it in the hands of a board of directors. And so he left the organization that he helped found, and now he's just kind of doing his own thing online. And he actually, it was Edward Snowden who posted this, so Glenn Greenwald was sharing this. Edward Snowden says this, the most important video of the year, was filmed in 1983. And is an interview with a CIA analyst former CIA analyst known as Frank Snepp, about the CIA's influence over mainstream media. And I'm just going to play some of this here.
The press, did you not when you were there?
Well, I had several jobs. One of my jobs was that of analyst. I also was an interrogator and indeed briefed the press when we, the CIA, wanted to circulate disinformation on a particular issue. Disinformation is not necessarily a lie. It may be a half-truth.
Remember, the government right now is using the term disinformation about things they don't like on the internet, posted on sites like Facebook and Twitter and such, and they expect you to believe that they know what the truth is, that they are the arbiters of truth. This guy's talking about what they did back in the 1970s and the 80s with the CIA. This was, I think, 1983.
40 years ago.
Yeah, almost 40 years ago. Right. So don't think for a moment that this has stopped what he's about to tell you.
They've only gotten better at it.
Exactly.
And we would pick out a journalist. I would go do the briefing and hope that he would put the information in print. For instance, if we wanted to get across to the American public that the North Vietnamese were building up their force structure in South Vietnam, I would go to a journalist and advise him that in the past 6 months, X number of North Vietnamese forces had come down the Ho Chi Minh Trail system through southern Laos. Now, there is no way a journalist can check that information. So either he goes with the information or he doesn't, and ordinarily or usually, the journalist would go with it because it looked like some kind of exclusive. And I would.
Right, and we've seen this happening with mainstream media where they just parrot whatever it is that the government says. They get a press release from the police and they literally basically just publish it word for word. And that's what they do. That's what they do today. And they do.
They're propagandists.
They are. And they want to keep good relations with the police. And I'm just talking about the local level. Right? Like, this happens on the local cops, local sheriff.
Local newspaper level.
Right. The local paper reporters, the local talk show hosts, they lavish praise on the police because they want to get the police chief into the studio to do an interview. And that way they can say, coming up on Friday, Chief so-and-so will be in the studio with me and I'll get to polish his knob on the air.
Yep.
I mean, that's what they do.
And it's gross. We've seen this ourselves in regard to the case against Decrypto 6, where even journalists who are friendly to us and who, like, associate with us and are on good terms with us are just parroting back the government's lies and the government's accusations and not even asking us for comments. Not that we would be, we're certainly not as free to offer comments as these things, as you know, the government is, but they're not even asking, hey, the prosecutor said you did this. What do you have to say? They're just, the government said this and this and this and this, and that's what they're putting forward.
And it's partially just the culture of the way America is at all. It's just people, even people who aren't journalists, have just been saying, like, oh, that guy laundered money, and that guy defrauded old ladies. Because
even
they
though it hasn't been proven.
And it hasn't even been accused in some cases. Like, there was never even an accusation that you defrauded old ladies, but people just think that now because, you know,
even a mutual friend who I would expect to know better said something to the effect of, well, they didn't raid you guys for nothing. They do that. I can't comment on that, but I mean, the FBI has done that all the time.
Say our percentage of planning that kind of data was 70 to 80%.
So just to recap here, he said the times that they've gone to reporters and planted false information to get them to report something that would then lead perhaps to war, like the thing about the Ho Chi Minh Trail or people in Vietnam, was 70 to 80% successful. So all they had to go and do was plant these seeds with 10 reporters, and 7 out of 10 of them would run with the story. There's more coming up.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Google will pay 39 states nearly $400 million in a settlement over its location tracking practices. Google was accused of misleading users into thinking they had turned off location tracking in account settings when Google continued to track users' location. President Biden is continuing his overseas trip by meeting for the first time in person with the president of China.
While Democrats in the Senate will maintain control after Senator Catherine Cortez Masto's win in Nevada, the Democrats will get a much-needed boost if Senator Raphael Warnock wins in the Georgia runoff race with Herschel Walker December 6th. The ability to pass key legislation and fill court vacancies may depend on it. The House majority is still undecided at this hour. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live. You can join the show. Bring up whatever you want. And the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're talking about corruption now in the form of a DEA agent who's gone down and is facing going to prison for a dozen years. Been telling everything. Well, we shared that story earlier in the show tonight. And now, going all the way back to 1983, almost 40 years ago, an interview with Frank Snepp. He's a former CIA analyst who amazingly wasn't killed after revealing this information in this interview. I looked him up.
Yeah, they just took a bunch of his rights away.
Oh, yeah. That was an interesting story, Bonnie. Do you remember?
So after he came out with this stuff and he wrote a book, they took him to court.
The CIA took him to court.
And they won against him. And basically, he's not allowed to ever write. Well, I don't know if he's dead now, but during his life. Well, even now, he's not allowed to write anything without the CIA agreeing to it being published.
And the CIA got all of the money from his book. So they
wrote a book exposing him, and they get all the money for it.
Yeah, they couldn't undo the publication. Like, that's done, right? It was out there.
Oh, man, that's horrible.
We can't put this cat back in the bag, but we'll take all the profits.
And your First Amendment rights.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
So they tried to, they didn't kill him. But they took away his livelihood.
Well, there's probably no point in killing him. I mean, look at it's been 40 years. And
it would just justify what he said.
Well, I mean,
right?
What impact did, it's like Edward Snowden, right? Like, what real lasting impact did the revelations have on the world?
Right.
Americans went, oh, yeah, I guess that's probably true, and then they forgot about it.
Yeah, went back to their bread and circuses.
I hate it for Edward Snowden in particular. Dude paid an enormous price.
Yeah.
And Americans are just like, who's Edward Snowden?
Oh, man, I wonder what percentage of them don't have any clue who Ed Snowden is.
I bet it's probably 80 to 85% at this point.
Well, they came out with a movie or a Netflix series.
Well, again, but how many people watched it? Let's continue here. This is Frank Snett being interviewed about how he would plant false stories on behalf of the CIA because the government wanted a certain thing, right? They wanted to go to war in the Vietnam War. So he's planting false information about what was happening in Vietnam to reporters, and they say, oh, this is coming from the federal government. It must be true.
Yep.
And so they will.
As he pointed out, they have no way to fact check it. Okay, well, then don't run the story. If you have no way of discerning whether or not it's true, don't spread the rumor.
Well, he gets into one potential way that they could try to check his claim, but he had that covered, too. We'll get to that.
The correspondents we targeted were those who had terrific influence, the most respected journalists in Saigon, like Robert Chaplin of the New Yorker magazine, Kai's Beach of the Los Angeles Times from time to time, and also he worked for the Chicago Daily News, Bud Millick of U.S. News and World Report, Malcolm Brown of
the
New York Times.
Obviously, these people are retired at this point, but they have reach, right? Like, they're going after the biggest of the big.
Even Maynard Parker of Newsweek magazine, we would go after these gentlemen. I would be directed to cultivate them, to spend time with them at the Caravelle Hotel or the Continental Hotel, to socialize with them, and slowly but surely to try to gain their confidence.
But, I mean, he's all but saying he hired prostitutes for them here. I mean, that he didn't say that, but like to cultivate them at the hotels? Like, what other things could they be doing with them at these hotels?
Cocaine and prostitutes.
Yeah.
Dolloping out valid information, information which was true. And then I would drop in into a conversation the data that we wanted to get across, which might not be true. One piece of data, for instance, that we managed to plan in the New Yorker magazine had to do with a supposed North Vietnamese effort in 1973 to develop airfields along the border of South Vietnam. The reason we wanted to plant this information was that we were trying to persuade the U.S. Congress that Saigon should be continued to should continue to get a great deal of aid. And that the North Vietnamese were the chief vice.
Huh, why do you think they wanted that?
That was my first thought. Because it was to launder it? I mean,
yeah,
to line their own pockets?
Yeah, go to their buddies. And ultimately, they get probably a cut back from that on through the black, you know, merchants or whatever, the dark web of what was 1983 at that time.
That's an important question, though. You know, why did the CIA agent and his superiors, whoever they were, why did they want Saigon to get more money?
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever government they said.
It benefited them somehow.
Yeah,
right?
Why? How? What were the mechanisms in place?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's rife with, that's so obviously rife with the potential for corrupt abuse. Right, if you have this mechanism in place where they're getting some sort of benefit by ensuring that this other government gets money, so they're planting propaganda out there to help ensure that this other government gets money. The whole thing just reeks of corruption.
Yeah, and doing it in a really roundabout fashion, not just going to the Congress people themselves and trying to persuade them, but using the media to make what they're saying sound more legitimate to those Congress people.
Yeah.
Well, look, it's in the headline of the New York Times. It must be true.
But it's just misinformation being fed by the CIA.
Violators of the ceasefire accord. That was printed in the New Yorker magazine under the byline of Robert Chaplin, as indeed was a great deal of such information which we tried to circulate. If I planted a piece of information with a reporter, I would ordinarily then try to create an environment in which he could not check the information. I would go to the British ambassador and brief him on the disinformation I had just given the reporter. So when the reporter wanted to cross-check what I told him with, say, the British ambassador, New Zealand ambassador, or what have you, he would get false confirmation, the same message coming back at him. He'd say, aha, I've got proof that Frank Snapp told me the truth, when in fact, what he'd gotten was simply an echo of what I'd given him in the first place via...
Damn. I mean, these dudes just got played, even if they tried to check his claims. Of course, all they're doing is just calling another government, right? Because how else would you know whether these things were happening in Saigon from New York City? And they would just get the same information.
And this is why I just don't even believe any of the history I was taught in school. It's just like, there's no way to know any of that is true, because it's just like, they're basing it off of what was recorded back then and things
and the
like...
the victor writes the history.
Yep.
And for all we know, this is what's going on in Ukraine right now. The CIA is spewing information to MSNBC and Fox News and
absolutely
all of these other media organizations. And they're just saying, yes, there's absolutely a war there. And Russia's getting ready to drop nukes and other.
And Russia's getting their butt kicked.
Yeah, come to think of it, all of these allegations of Russia being on the verge of dropping nukes, it smacks of this sort of nonsense of just the CIA saying, yes, Russia's definitely considering dropping nukes.
Yeah, and I definitely trust journalists even less nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
People just trust the government more in general.
You think they trust the government more now than they did 40 years ago?
I think the government more, and they have less morality.
A little bit more here.
The British ambassador or other of our friendly diplomatic contacts. I am, as an ex-CIA agent, opposed to the disinformation activities in which I was involved. I admit that I was involved, and I think it served no useful purpose. Propagandizing the American public or Congress is not the CIA's job.
And that's the end of the clip.
I mean, that may not have been what their job was meant to be, but it's what their job became.
Yeah, and it still is.
That's what you're doing and paid for.
And it still is. And they're not the only ones. Of course, as we know, the U.S. military reviews scripts from television and movies to make sure that it's all pro-government material, or else they won't let, you know, somebody use a tank or, you know, an airplane or whatever. So the media is completely owned from top to bottom by the state. The idea of independent media is so rare. We still have it, thank goodness, because of the internet. You know, shows like this program, great libertarian podcasts that are out there, you know, there are still ways to get good information, but you sure as hell aren't going to get it from CNN and MSNBC and Fox News and the New York Times. And that was true 40 years ago, and it's true, well, of course, Fox News didn't exist 40 years ago, but you get my point. There's more coming up here in moments. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. Hope it's raining here, but enough time for you. If you want to join the show, the number is 603-283-6160. You can bring up anything you want. 603-283-6160. Ian, Bonnie, Aria here in the studio tonight. And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live brought to you by bitcoin.com. That's where you can go to learn about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. Was just watching some of the convention from over the weekend. We had Bill call in from Manchester, I think it was Friday, maybe, and talk about what it was like down there in St. Kitts and Nevis, which is one of the probably the world's most popular, most per capita and raw numbers, highest number of businesses accepting cryptocurrency, specifically in this case Bitcoin Cash, all over the place. And I'm looking forward to hearing from him after his trip, because he's down there for a few days. He was doing the video work at the convention for the Bitcoin Cash convention down there, which from the video I was watching looks like it was well attended. That video is
awesome.
It's on the way. It's online, by the way, so anybody that wanted to see what was going on down there, you can go to the channel on YouTube, Roger Veer, V-E-R, Roger Veer. That is where the full video is. I think they're going to cut it up into, you know, each panel or whatever, but for right now it's like, you know, a 9-hour or 8-hour long video where you can just kind of, it's well segmented though, because they like identify within the video what things are happening when, so you can easily kind of find what you're looking for. But one of the interesting things, and of course it was sponsored by Bitcoin.com, but one of the interesting discussions was with the Prime Minister of St. Kitts and one of the members of Parliament in St. Martin, which is an island that is very nearby and also very high with businesses that are accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin Cash, was they were talking about making this a legal tender, and you heard some of it before we started the show.
I did. Aria. It sounded very promising.
Yeah, these are politicians, obviously, right? So maybe they're telling the truth. But they're politicians who are much closer to the people, because these are very small places, right? Like, We've discussed El Salvador and how they started having Bitcoin as legal tender in El Salvador.
Like mandated.
But yeah, that was a problem with that, was they said it was a mandate, even though they're not enforcing the mandate, right? Because they don't want to arrest a 70-year-old guy who's just got like a taco cart or something like that, and he doesn't even have technology, right? Like, he's just selling for pesos or dollars on the street. So they're not gonna probably enforce it, but it still was written that way, and it is basically forcing a lot of the corporations like McDonald's to comply down in El Salvador, and it was just an ugly way of going about things. But El Salvador,
the anti-Bitcoin philosophy way of doing it.
It really is. And El Salvador is a country with millions of people. Right?
Well, he's a Bitcoin maximalist, so I would expect him to be fundamentally opposed to the ideas of Bitcoin.
The president of El Salvador?
Yes.
Yeah. And he's also, you know, a tyrant, right? So he's
very much so. I mean, he is getting off on throwing people in prison and torturing them.
Yep.
Withholding
no
food
trials
for them.
Yes. And, yeah.
I mean, he's one of the worst thugs I've ever heard of.
And if I recall correctly, there's several million people in El Salvador. According to Brave.com, it is about 6.5 million. Whereas when you look at these islands, you're talking about probably no more than 70,000 people on the whole island, right? So the prime minister is much more accessible there, kind of like, you know, here in Keene, for instance. You can go.
Think kids? It's only 70,000?
I believe that's what they said during one of the panels. Yeah. I can pull it up here in a moment. I think Nevis is even less than that.
I think even 70,000, but I meant to say I thought it was smaller than that.
Right. You thought it was too much. Oh, you thought it was more. Okay. So anyway, what was interesting about this was they were talking about possibly making it legal tender next year in both countries. One of them, St. Kitts, said it could be as soon as March of 2023 when they move forward with this. And that's because there really are people on the ground using cryptocurrency in this country. There really are over 100 businesses that are accepting it. So, of course, a politician is going to run out in front of that parade. And, you know, that's what politicians do, right? They see a thing that has become popular, and then they go and they support that thing. We see it with marijuana decriminalization here, where politicians have changed their tune as they perceive that the people have changed, you know, what they believe about it. Of course, it took 50 years, but it did happen. There, things are moving a little bit faster on the cryptocurrency front. So very cool stuff.
And I'm okay with it. I mean, I don't like the idea of a politician trying to, you know, influence things one way or the other. It's organically growing. It's developing. And as the politicians themselves pointed out, the reasons why it was so successful is because you have people waiting for 2, 3, 4 hours just to pay, you know, $70 to send a Western Union of $200 to someone. And Bitcoin Cash eliminates all of those problems.
Right. You don't have to ask anyone for permission.
Right. So a politician isn't really necessary in this circumstance. They just need to make sure that politics doesn't get in the way. And that's what I think the role of the politician should be. Yeah. Just step back and say, look, we're not going to interfere.
Yeah, this is okay.
Yes.
And what's crazy is the United States government goons are just making Americans have to be, you know, we're going to be in the dark ages compared to St. Kitts and Nevis in a few years.
They are cracking down. In fact, that's one of the other stories we're not going to get to tonight, is that this whole FTX thing, this implosion of a crypto exchange, is using, you know, the politicians are using this as an excuse to say, we need regulation and we need it now, that kind of thing.
Yeah, and the guy himself, Bankman, he was a proponent of government regulations in cryptocurrency and the cryptocurrency industry
from
day
one.
Yeah. So maybe he just got fed up with waiting on Congress to do nothing. He was like, well, I'm just going to collapse my entire company then, and that way they have to regulate it.
Some people are saying this was the plan all along.
Yeah, maybe he was in on it with them and...
I mean, I would not be surprised at this point for him to go to Thailand or wherever it was where people faked their deaths, like the guy from the Canadian cryptocurrency exchange.
Yep, Quadriga, I think.
Yeah. They went under and they, you know, their CEO went to this place, which is notorious for helping people fake their deaths. And
surprise, he died.
Yeah, he just happened to die there. I suspect this guy, Bankman, will be the next who just happened to die there.
He tweeted from his own Twitter account, like, 1:what? Saying, like, first of all, what? It was just, like, so stupid.
And then letters. He's tweeting
letter
letters.
H.
H-A-P-P-E-N, all on separate tweets, over the last 24 hours, and presumably he's spelling what happened or what's happened or what, yeah, what happened. Anyway, we'll see. It's really ridiculous.
It's like ridiculous. Like, yeah. Seriously? Like, you have ruined so many people's lives.
Yeah. He's playing games. Let's talk about Chappelle. Dave Chappelle. People are mad again about another comedy appearance by Dave Chappelle. He was on
Saturday Night Live, which, to my knowledge, like, no one really watches.
Yeah, but it's considered to be a liberal thing anyway, right? Like, so why?
I am shocked they let him on there.
I'm surprised as well after his slew of transphobic jokes, according to Yahoo.
Not true.
In the Netflix special, The Closer, I didn't really find it to be especially transphobic. No. And I was told I was not part of the collective because I wasn't offended.
Agree. Yeah. I watched that one. Bonnie and I, we watched that one. He was friends. He was talking about his relationship with a trans person as a positive relationship in his life.
Yeah, there was no part of it that was transphobic. I mean, it was all about, you know, you should care about other people and have empathy. So anyway, he made it a point to avoid that topic when he was on Saturday Night Live, which I can't say I blame him for. Instead, according to Yahoo, he may have even dug a deeper hole for himself by defending the essence of the dead named Kanye West here, of Ye's anti-Semitic rhetoric through comedy. He started by saying, I denounce anti-Semitism in all its forms and I stand with my friends in the Jewish community. And that, Kanye, is how you buy yourself some time. He's not wrong. He went on to explain that over his 35-year career, he has come to learn that there are two words in the English language that you should never say together in sequence. The and Jews. Mm-hmm. And he's not wrong. Like, even among friends, making a joke that where the punchline is the Jews, it sounds so bad. Even if you know you're joking, and even if everyone knows you're joking, it sounds terrible.
In high school, just like everybody made Jew jokes to me. Like when I got...
Because you're Jewish?
Yeah, when I got
you're
to...
You're Jewish?
Yeah. Just ethnically, not religiously. Mm-hmm. And when I got to Texas in 7th grade, a kid asked me, are you a Jew? And I was like, yeah, how do you know? How did you know that? Are you Jewish? And he was like joking with me and I didn't know it. So from then on, it was like Jew jokes forever.
Did we tell the haters that the Jews are taking over Free Talk Live? Clearly.
Ian's Jewish.
I'm like 11%.
Yeah, I'm like very little too. I'm just a mutt.
I thought you showed up at 0%. What was yours on the...
Apparently, according to Ancestry.com, I'm not, but according to my great-grandma's, I am. So it's just like, I don't believe that crap.
Well, I'm just going with what Chappelle said here. You know, the rules of perception. If they're black, then it's a gang. If they're Italian, then it's a mob. If they're Jewish, it's a coincidence, and you should never talk about it.
And now the question is, did he even write the material?
Probably. I think Chappelle writes most of his own material, doesn't he?
You would think so. I mean, you would think if he was going to appear on this show that he would say, I want to write my own jokes.
He at least approves it.
But most of the time on these shows, like, they're reading from a teleprompter, right? Like, during the skits and all that,
I think this was during his stand-up routine
part of
it.
Yeah, maybe he did that part. Yeah. Of course, people are mad about it. Maybe we can talk more about it tomorrow night online. In the meantime, you can join us at freetalklive.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.